since I've been driving this train. Years in this lane, there's no stopping this flame, cause I came to
ladies
the game
and I changed it to play. To the 3 Under Par podcast. This is a golf podcast where
little white balls life, baby.
I'm your host, Scotty T, and I'm joined by my co-host, T-Bone. T-Bone, it has been a while. I'm glad to say, hello, friends. We are back. T-Bone, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling energized, feeling ready. The 2-year break was nice. Got a lot of energy and feeling spirited, ready to be back in the saddle.
It's been 2 years since we recorded. And, like, actually, no lie, I had some people ask me, like, man, what happened to the pod? Where to go? Or anything like that. Like, just want to get a couple things clear. There was no falling out. Yes, we are all still friends. Yes, we still play golf as much as we can. There's been a lot of life changes since in the last 2 years, obviously, for everybody involved.
There was I was going to say there was no rival podcast that was willing to pay us more from money where we didn't know it was coming from. Nothing like that. Yeah, life happens, a lot of life changes. And the executive producer, Scotty T, I think is leading the charge with life changes. But we can get into those if we want. But hey, we're back, baby.
We're back and couldn't be happier. So yeah, if you have any questions or want us to answer, we'd be happy to send us an email. Email's listed in the description. You know, while you're there, check us out on social media at 300ParPod. That is the number 300ParPod. T-Bone, this is like riding a bike, man. Haven't forgotten it. Haven't said these things in literally years, but we still got it. Subscribe, rate, and review. Been uploading videos to YouTube. So go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if whoever you're listening to this podcast, we appreciate you. So 2-year recap, review. You know, we thought about doing like a PNT type, you know, best 2 minutes football drill, but didn't have time really to come up with it. But T-Bone, I was talking to Trey Cassidy before this, friend of the pod, Trey, shout out to you. He was like, man, y'all picked a terrible time to stop recording because there's been so much to happen in the last 2 years. So T-Bone, what were some of the headlines that's caught your attention those last 2 years? Because there's just so many. So, you know, just give us a few.
I got the same feedback that it was just a terrible time for us to take a break. But, hey, things happen. And I was kind of walking back the timeline, and we'll address the elephant in the room. I think our last episode was actually February of 2021. And I think the initial LIV Golf rumors or even start of LIV was June of 2021. Didn't really pick up steam till 2022, but that is definitely the headline for the last 2 years. And there is part of me that I'm happy we didn't have a podcast while that was going on, because it's been beaten to death over the last few years and it will continue to be talked about way too much. But that is the summary of the last 2 years, unfortunately. Well, depends on your thoughts. I think it's unfortunate that it's been the talk of the last 2 years, but that I think that's where you start.
Without a doubt.
I don't know where to go from there.
Yeah, I mean, LIV Golf has just absolutely dominated. The fact that it even became a thing because we heard rumors about this for years, literally years, but then Greg Norman comes in, CEO of golf. Look, we're not going to beat the dead horse about it, but whenever Phil made that jump, that's when it was like, oh, crap, this is legit. And then the dominoes just kept falling. And frankly, they got some big-name players. I swear, whenever DJ got announced, that's when I was like, holy crap. And then obviously Brooks and Bryson. And then even one of the more surprising guys was Taylor Gooch, who made the jump over. Not so much surprised to see like a Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, Louis Oosthuizen make that jump. Louis, I was a tad surprised, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, some of the old European Tour Ryder Cup guys that just have dominated the U.S. in the Ryder Cup. So, hey, this year, maybe we can win in Europe for the first time in a very long time. But, yeah, LIV Golf.
Another thing to address, you just reminded me of it. I think it was the second LIV Golf tournament, going back to Taylor Gooch. This is too good not to talk about. But Taylor's on the four aces, who ended up winning whatever the hell it's called, whatever their championship is. And on the second tournament in the history of LIV Golf, he said something along the lines of, "I've never played in a Ryder Cup, but the pressure and atmosphere that I felt today aligned with the Ryder Cup." But I think to me that kind of summarizes LIV Golf. You just have this, a lot of like honestly things that are just hilarious that I just can't buy into. I will say I did watch a handful of tournaments. Definitely
Really?
better than I thought.
Really?
Definitely better. Yeah, on YouTube TV. That's the
YouTube.
only way you could get to it. But hey, they got that $1 million TV deal with WGN. If you live in the Chicago area, you can probably tune in.
See, it's the
But it's
CW
things like
now.
that.
The CW on their
See,
streaming app.
okay, whatever. Yeah, same thing, same bullshit. But I think you continue to hear stories like that with LIV Golf. Honestly, shocked they've gotten this many players. I think the, even like TV personalities like Faraday and stuff like that too. There's been a lot of really tough hits. Even if you think about, watching the tournament this past weekend, if you had guys like DJ Cam Smith in there, would have been awesome. But it's a fragmented golf world now. It sucks.
Very fragmented, even amongst golf fans, because there are some golf fans who are all in on LIV, but there's definitely, I would say, more of them who
I
are
don't know if I
not
believe
on
that. I
LIV.
don't know if I believe that.
There's some people who I think if you're for LIV, you're a bit more like lukewarm to it. Be like, yeah, I like the idea of it. It's cool. Like, whatever, new rival golf league. But the people who are against LIV are like, I refuse to watch it. Not gonna happen. Like, those guys are out with blood money and blah, 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 whatever it is. The whole thing is crazy. Yeah, I mean, we don't need to relive the last 2 years per se, but there's been a lot of changes from the PGA Tour that has come about because of it. So it does beg the question, is this what it had to take, like some of your best players leaving and best personalities leaving too, to make that change? So it just felt like the PGA Tour is a bit more reactionary, even though I know they weren't. That's just how it came across. Sometimes perception is reality. So but yeah, it's to your point, the rumors happened, it came to be, and we're still dealing with it right now. I saw, gosh, who was it? I don't know, somebody said like, hey, we should do like a LIV versus Ryder Cup. I think Rory chimed in on it, but like it's just not gonna happen. I don't think it's ever gonna happen. I would love it. I think it'd be great. I think they need to play high stakes, winner take all. Whoever wins this either is like, put to death, or like the rival tour, like they are the main tour now. Like, play for keeps, baby. Play for keeps.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that can happen. I would like the rival thing, but I think LIV would benefit from it, which would kind of bother me. I don't know. I'm worried where golf is headed. It's so fragmented. The world rankings is a disaster. Majors is a disaster. There's a lot of things to figure out. And I'm kind of ready to already move on. I think I've had enough LIV golf. I think enough golf podcasts have talked about LIV golf. And I think we continue on with the 2 year recap.
Yeah, I agree. While there are some definitely star players who jumped over to LIV, a lot of guys stayed. I don't know if stayed loyal to the PGA Tour is the right word, or remained on the PGA Tour, or just didn't make the jump over. Scottie Scheffler comes away with the win. WGC, you had him, you had Spieth, you had Jon Rahm in the mix, like, and then random guys like Nick Taylor, like, awesome, good for him. Which, by the way, that lip out on 17 on Sunday, absolutely devastating. Are you kidding me? Like, that's why golfers have trust issues when you see lips lip out like that. Definitely happened to T-Bone a few times, as from what I recall. But Scottie Scheffler, WGC, or wins the Waste Management back to back. He wins the Masters last year, like, and then you got Spieth back in the mix again. Hey, I want to give a shout out to our boy Ricky Fowler, Big Dick Rick, coming in with the ace on Sunday. It was good to see him back in the mix, dude. Like, I got one more thing to say, and then I'll let you take over, Scott. Ricky Fowler last year was 125 on the FedEx Cup points list. 125. He was the last guy in, almost lost his card. And you know, the only reason why he was 125 is because all those guys made the jump over to live. Think
Wow.
about that. Think about that.
Wow.
He was 125. Koepka, Bryson, P. Reed, Harold Varner, like all those guys leave. Ricky Fowler then squeaks in still on the number, but he's made a swing change and he made some noise this week at the Waste
Yeah.
Management. So it's good for him. Good for Ricky Fowler. Now,
Well,
how crazy
hold on,
is that?
before we move, the other guy that went to live was I want to see if you can pronounce his name yet.
Who?
Our boy from Chile.
Oh, Joaquin Niemann.
There we go.
How
There
about
we
that?
go.
Thank
After
you.
two
Thank
years,
you.
I think he got it.
Man, that was a
Every
big blow too. He was a young talent.
yeah. I
That
always
was a
look
guy.
forward to you pronouncing his name. I got a lot of Joachim or
Joaquin.
so
it was a
some
running
good
bit at
stuff.
one point. Yeah.
Hey, 2 years of practice though. Good work there. Good work.
Thank you.
But staying on well, I guess it's the WM Open now. This is the start of golf season for me. When you add in these elevated events too for the PGA Tour, I kind of forgot about it. What, 3.6 million with Scottie, biggest payout in PGA Tour history.
You won 3.6.
We frozen?
I can hear you. There you go.
3.6. I think I'm back.
There you go.
3.6. The Martian glass has got to go. I was trying to do a PFT commenter look, but starting to get nauseous with those glasses.
You've been
Anywho.
exposed too. I'm about to post a YouTube short of you in a dress, so everybody's watching. Watch out for that. It's gonna be great. I think I
Good.
found a good sound to
Good.
put behind it.
So. Shit. Okay. I kind of forgot about all the content that I was a part of. But anyways, yeah, so kind of going back to the PGA Tour players being loyal to the PGA Tour, they made a lot of changes that were nice. And part of those changes was these elevated tour events. Yesterday was the highest paying PGA Tour event in history, 3.6 million. So that I think Waste Management gets the people going. Having Ricky back is awesome. Having Jason Day back is awesome. Spieth, a lot of good names hanging around. And it just kicks off golf for me. And then you've seen all throughout golf social media this week. We have a great tournament, Super Bowl, football's over. Now we got Riviera, we got Tiger, and we're headed in the right direction with golf.
Not only are we back, Tiger's back this week. I mean, is that a
Forgot about us
coincidence?
too.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's not a coincidence to me. That's all I'm gonna say
Who do
about
you
that.
what do you think will be the better comeback? Tiger coming back from back injury and winning the Masters, or the second round of the podcast?
Oh, that's tough. You know, if Jim Nantz was on the call behind this too, it might be us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know I sound great, and so I appreciate everybody listening. You know, don't forget to subscribe, but something about that Jim Nantz. I'll tell you what, though, I had a buddy. He went out and played Cypress Point with Jim Nantz. Because if you play Cypress Point, you have to play with a member, and they happen to play with Jim Nantz that day. So Jim Nantz grabs his phone and starts calling my friend's golf shot like he's calling the Masters. Okay, we're here now on number 17 tee. My friend, blah, 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 blah. He's here with the 7 iron. Wind's coming up to his face, and here we go. It was like, oh, he showed me the video, and I had chills going all the way down my spine. It's crazy.
Well, that's definitely got to get on the Insta or YouTube page.
Yeah, well, I don't want to expose my friend here, so you
Okay.
know who you are. I hope you're listening, but yeah, I mean, I hope he knows who he is. Not many people can say they play golf with Jim Nantz on Cypress Point, yeah, no, it's definitely good to see Scotty. The People's Open, the People's Major, if you will. That coupled with the Super Bowl, like what a time to be in Scottsdale. It just, which I mean, you and I have both been there for the Waste Management, WM Open, whatever. Don't care. I'm calling it the Waste Management. Scottsdale's crazy just with that tournament. Then you throw the Super Bowl on top of that, forget about it.
You couldn't pay me to go there. That I was actually panicking, watching, just thinking about all that going on. I mean,
I mean,
nightmare
there's
fuel.
200,000 people alone at the golf tournament per day. That is so many people.
Yeah. No,
So,
not my cup of tea.
with this being the major, the people's major, kind of makes us think. First pot back 2 years. T-Bone, I think it's time for some predictions. We want to come at you with the predictions for the major championships this year. So,
What the a lot of the like what do they call it, the like way too early predictions.
but dude, we're like 2 months from the Masters. I don't know if this is like way too early or not.
Yeah, but I'm scared to stick with my picks right now. But whatever, let's let it ride.
Okay, this is our preseason picks right now. I think our official picks we can keep on reserve until the week of each tournament. So, you know, everybody knows that the first major of the year is the Players' Championship. So I feel like we need to start off with the players, you know? It is the PGA Tour, right? I don't know. Do you see? Oh, wait, okay, hold on. Before we go there, going back to Liv, did you see that they bought a property right behind Augusta National?
That's golf gossip of the week. Yes, that's golf gossip of the week.
T-Bone, take it from there, my man.
I mean,
Or without doing, I just kind of threw him on the spot here. So.
no, it's well, I think we don't have a lot of details yet, but I think these live golf conversations are going to be, we're going to try not to make the focus of every golf gossip episode, but yeah, for those of you that don't know, LIV Golf purchased a big piece of property pretty close to Augusta National, and word on the street is they're going to run like a competing Masters tournament, which the just the unknowns of this thing are insane. And again, I'm scared. I think it's terrible for golf, but if you want to try and compete with Augusta National, I mean, be my guest. I don't know how they'll ever make something that can come close to that. It's the best sporting event in the world. We're a little biased over here at three under, but just I don't even know why you would try and compete with that. But you know, they're continuing to do things like this, and we'll see what happens.
I think it's one thing to go after the PGA Tour, but when you go after the Masters, that's a whole new ball game, my man. Now, because also you have a lot of Masters champions who are now on the LIV Tour, from Bubba Watson, the Patrick Reed, Dustin Johnson. Like, so what are they? Are you going to force them to choose between playing the Masters versus your own tournament? Or I guess it really depends on the scheduling too. But yeah, that's we can talk about that more whenever the Masters season comes,
Damn it,
but.
I just remembered one more live golf thing
Oh
that
man, here we go.
I think this will be the turning point for Liv, which could make me a Liv golf fan. They get Anthony Kim. They get Anthony Kim out of the boonies, pull 8K, get him on the fireballs or the range goats. I mean, I'm gonna watch. I'll be watching. So
If there's any tour that can get Pat AK, I'm gonna tune in. Let's be real. Like, I'm just curious if that guy can still play.
sure. I mean, I'm sure he can play on the live, like live golf. I mean, yeah, they've got a lot of good players, but they've got these washed up old bastards, and then they've got these guys that have never played professional tournaments before that just hopped up. It's so weird. It's so random, and I don't know where it's going.
Yeah.
And I think we put a pin in it there.
So let's do major predictions
Let's do
now.
it.
All right. Do you want to start off with the players legit, actually?
Yeah, I'll start off with the players.
All right. Let's start off with the Players' Championship.
To be honest, I didn't really. I'm the biggest fan of the players being the fifth major, and I'll be honest, I wasn't thinking about it. Didn't have a pick, so I'm really on the spot with this one. But guy that's always around the leaderboard, and I don't know why he's just speaking to me as Mr. Sung Jae-in.
Wow.
I want
Okay.
to say, I don't know if he lives there, but I don't know. Consistently around the leaderboard. I don't really have any other reason than that to pick him for this tournament, but
That's fine.
I think Sung Jae is going to get a breakthrough win this year. He'll
Which
set the tone with the Players' Championship.
I forgot about this, but Cameron Smith is the defending Players' Champion, and he will not be there. That's going to make the promo and the marketing really tough if for the person who won the flagship event of the PGA Tour will not be playing because he is now on the LIV Tour. Damn, that's a tough break.
Man, they've gotten screwed the last, what, 5 years. I get the COVID tournament that, I mean, COVID happened on what, the Friday of the players
Yeah.
canceled. Then you got the Cam Smith fiasco.
So that was. So Rory won in 2019. Hey, at least the year between Justin Thomas, he won. So that was really good. Really good for them. Okay, so to the Players Championship for me. Man, you know who I'm gonna go with? Will Zalatoris. I think Will Zalatoris gets it done. He didn't win a major last year, right? He like finished top five in a couple of them, but he's in the
That's
mix.
someone who I don't think we ever talked about in our previous podcast, and now he would be like a regular topic of conversation.
Yeah,
It's
he was.
painful. It's painful how close he's gotten. And then him getting hurt before the FedEx Cup was brutal. The amount of money he missed out on the Ryder Cup, all that stuff. So I would love to see him
Exactly.
win. He's due, to say the least.
Well, you really got a putt out there, don't get me wrong, but TPC Sawgrass, the stadium course, is such a ball strikers course, and he's one of the best ball strikers in the world. His putting stroke looks like a zigzag, though. It looks like a roller coaster sometimes, but it works good enough to get the ball in the hole, and his ball striking first class, second to none. So that's why I think Will Zalatoris will get it done. Dude, I think the last time we did this podcast, he was still on the Korn Ferry Tour, and now he's look at the world rankings right now. He is ranked number eight. Eight in the world. So good for him. Dallas guy too. All right, let's go to the Masters, T-Bone. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go?
I'll let it rip. I
Yeah.
think I've decided I'm going to ride this train until it happens. I'm ready for a Rory McIlroy Masters champion.
You took my pick.
I've been hesitant the last few years, but finally started getting the swagger back. He was at least a top five finish last year. And he had the What honestly makes me not want to pick him was his celebration on 18 last year when he it, for the listeners out there, if you don't remember, go look up Rory McIlroy's celebration after holing out from the bunker on 18 at the Masters last year. But it was the sideways, like it was the worst thing I've ever seen. Makes me honestly not want to pick him this year, but the man's due. I would love it. I think I want to ride this train until it happens. The man's due. We need Rory in a green jacket next year. This year. Shit.
Yes, no, I agree. Sorry if that was very loud there. Did not disturb. Man, you took my pick. If you remember correctly, Nick Faldo early called the hole out there. He because they played on replay. So tough look for Sir Nick Faldo there. But let's see, for me, for the Masters, man, I really like that pick.
We can team up.
I think I'm gonna go Xander Schauffele. Xander Schauffele, Olympic gold medalist down in South Korea. That's right. Was the gold medal is it down in South Korea, the Olympics? Anyway, he won the gold medal in the Olympics. He actually was up on the leaderboard. He's one of those guys that'll like disappear, and then you're like, oh, I forgot. You're like really that good. So I think he's starting to heat up a little bit. He'll get hot for the Masters. Still ranked number six in the world. So that's why I like Xander Schauffele here.
Like it.
So what is next on the docket? The PGA Championship. I'm gonna go on a limb here and say Max Homa. I think Max Homa gets it done, the PGA Championship. The guy's hot right now. He's playing amazing golf. Golf media is obsessed with him, but that doesn't necessarily mean he'll play well on the course. But he's likable. He's in a right mindset. I think he gets it done because he's really hot too. Max Homa wins the PGA Championship.
He's a different golfer
Really is.
from when we were recording. People forget he also commented on your video, your Twitter video.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he did chirp at me.
which was cool. But yeah, he's a different golfer now. He's a stud. I like that pick. For me, I was looking at PGA Championship odds. It's at Oakmont, which honestly, I don't know a lot about at the top of my head, but
Hard.
I think we're due for a random winner. And I feel like the PGA Championship's pretty random. This pick isn't random, but given the scenario, it is. And I just like the idea of Dustin Johnson coming in and winning the PGA Championship.
Hold on.
He's plus 1800 right now, which is like the fifth best odds. And I guess he can play, but I saw that pick. It spoke to me. And I think it would be hilarious if he won the PGA Championship. And
Wow.
it would raise hell. But honestly, wouldn't because he's been so low key throughout the whole process. Just think would be funny. Would like to see it happen. I've always been a
Wow.
big DJ guy.
You have.
And we're also this major this year at the majors, we're due for our first official live major champion. Watching all that play out is gonna be so weird, but I think it'd be hilarious if it was DJ. So kind of would like to see that
Tell you what, it's not going to be Brooks Koepka when he's shooting 78 in the Asian Tour event.
happen.
Did you see that this week? He
Yeah.
shot 78. Tough showing for old Brooksy there. But hey, he still got his four majors, so he don't care. And he's getting paid. So yeah, no, that's a very good point. Will
I
a
heard
live
one of the
golfer win a
best.
major?
I heard one of the best scenarios or comparisons, I guess. I actually want to give credit to, I think it was another golf podcast. I think there's no laying up, whatever. But I think they it was one of the best comparisons I've heard was Brooks Koepka. Him going to live was basically someone selling their successful business. They're like, yeah, I'm done. I'm just gonna cash out. Like, I guess that's what a lot of people have done. But you know, I think there's a lot of people that are, you know, kind of veteran or kind of early on. I think Brooks was just the perfect, like, peaked and was slowly starting to decline. He's like, I'm just gonna sell it.
Cash
But
out.
yeah, it's just so weird that, you know, he's on the live tour. And yeah, I don't know. I just really liked that comparison. But
Yeah, no, I like it. I think that's a good one. Wanna move
yeah.
on to the British Open? Fire away.
Wait, are we US Open or British Open?
Oh, you're right, US Open, excuse me.
Yeah.
Where is the
I'll
US
go.
Open this year?
So I'll go.
Los
It's
Angeles
at
Country Club.
Los Angeles Country Club. This is going to be the storyline that everyone's going to be freaking out about. This makes me not want to take it, but it's going to be my early pick. But I'm also going to take Max Homa for the US Open.
Okay.
The LA
There you
kid
go.
going down the street. I can't remember if it was a college tournament or in, I think it was a college tournament when he played at Berkeley. I think he shot 61 or 62 here in college and won the individual tournament, college tournament there. So the story almost seems too perfect, but for now, I want to roll with it. I think the media is just gonna fucking be talking about this for months, and it's not gonna pan out. But I like the story right now. I
I
like
do too.
the LA kid went to college there, Dodgers fan. He won at Riviera last year. It all looks good. It's probably not going to happen, but I like the storyline for now.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, local kid, if you will. Pac-12 player of the year too, if I'm not mistaken. So again, he's
Yeah.
hot. I'm gonna go with another Cali guy. I'm gonna go Colin Morikawa. I think Colin Morikawa gets it done. There's something about just playing. Being from that area, it's just a little bit style of golf. I know it's very weird to say, but different type of grass. Got to get used to it. Colin Morikawa won the PGA Championship out at Harding Park in San Francisco. I think he gets another major championship in the California at LA in the California area at LA Country Club. Colin Morikawa, ball striker, dude. The guy's a ball striker.
Love it.
So last but certainly not least, because we are running a little short on time. The British Open. British Open, I'm gonna go here first, T-Bone. I'm gonna go Victor Hovland. I think Victor Hovland gets it done. You know, I like Europeans playing over in the British. in the British Open. It's for some reason I think just a little harder for Americans to win playing that links style golf, because we just don't grow up playing links style golf here. So I'm gonna go Victor Hovland. I think he gets his major.
Love it. Yeah, sneaky pick, but I think it's a good one. I'll wrap it up. It's a shame that, or not a shame, it's surprising that neither two of these guys have been picked. But I'll go with one of the obvious ones, Jon Rahm. I feel like he played like shit last year and was near the leaderboard and had chances to win. It's a different dude this year. He's not messing around. He's already got what, two wins?
Yeah. He's
Ha
playing
could
great
have had
too.
more, could have
He's
had
up
a
next
lot
this
more.
week.
Yeah. So the guy's on a mission this year. I do want to acknowledge neither one of us have named Scotty, but we might readjust as we get closer to the major lineup. So
Absolutely. We are totally reserved to change our picks. I hope that is clear. If you have a problem with that, comment below. Don't really care, because it's our podcast and we can do what we want. So we'll make our official picks the week of each tournament. I think sneaky pick though, Rahm might win the Masters. He would be, I think, my second pick to win the Masters this year. He wants that green jacket the way that Seve Ballesteros had wore that green jacket too. So yeah, he's gonna get one someday, I think. Hey, look, if Sergio Garcia can get a green jacket, I'm convinced almost anybody can get a green jacket, especially if you're from Spain. So that's that wraps it up, T-Bone. We're running a little bit low on time. We had another segment down. Like, I can pause this and redo. Like, I don't know what you want to do, but
I think we no, I think we're in a good spot. I think we hit a lot of good points. I think we're on a high note. I think we might need to lay up. Got a 2-shot lead right now. Let's lay up, make par, get ready for next week. But I'm ready. Golf season's back. 3 under par pod's back. We're trending.
we are hashtag trending in the right direction. Yeah, that's right. It's for 40-minute Zoom. It was a lot to catch up on, let's put it that way. So we will be bringing you, we're not sure exactly the frequency when we're going to be recording. Might be every other week, but in the future episodes, we're definitely going to be reviewing Netflix special that is coming on Netflix. The trailer looks absolutely amazing. So we might do weekly starting off to catch up with that. I don't know. Again, we got a lot of personal things going on. Again, life changes, so we'll see. We'll let you know though. So that's why you need to go follow us on our social media platforms at 300 Par Pod. That's number 3, 300 Par Pod. T-Bone, we got less than a minute. Do you have any parting words for the good listeners out there?
I was just going to say, everyone get ready for Full Swing. That is the Netflix show. To be candid, that's pretty much why we wanted to start up the podcast again. The show's going to be electric. I can't wait. Hell of a storyline to follow. And yeah, golf season's back. It's going to be a great week.
That's right. It is going to be a great week. Again, we're excited to go on this journey with y'all. So we appreciate y'all tuning in. Hit that subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating. Follow us on our social media channels. 300 Par Pod, we are back and ready to go for this year. And again, excited to go on this journey with y'all. So I am your host, Scotty T. And for T-Bone, and remember, that little white ball is life.